Great. So it is wonderful to have everybody here. It's a great pleasure, and hopefully we'll have a very adventurous meeting. We have not here tried something like this. The history of this evolved here, Simon. The history of this evolved originally, I can say, from some discussions that Roberto and I had over the last few years. And going back further for myself, the idea that laws might not be eternal, that the laws of nature might be evolving, was an idea that I backed into because of some crises in particle physics and in string theory having to do with the failure to discover a unique theory of that predicted or explained the phenomenology of particle physics. And I found myself in the strange and uncomfortable situation of wondering, could the laws of nature have changed? Could they have evolved? And I think we'll come to that. We'll come to the specific evidence or the specific motivations to talk about evolving laws. As I began to think about it, I discovered that philosophers had thought about it earlier. And I'll read two quotes, one of them from Peirce. To suppose universal laws of nature capable of being apprehended by the mind, and yet having no reason for their special forms, but standing inexplicable and irrational, is hardly a justifiable position. Uniformities are precisely the sort of facts that need to be accounted for. Law is par excellence the thing that wants a reason. Now, the only possible way of accounting for the laws of nature and for uniformity in general is to suppose them results of evolution. And so I discovered that these were thoughts that philosophers had had before. I was also very struck by somebody pointed out to me, Roberto, and may I quote from Roberto? This is from a book, Social Theory. And I spent a long time puzzling over this, and I hope we'll talk about it. If you are asked what you mean by the necessity of the laws of nature, that is to say, by the necessity of the most necessary relations, you can legitimately respond only by laying out the substance of your cosmological and other scientific ideas. People who appeal to fixed conceptions of necessity, contingency, and possibility are simply confused. And I puzzled over that for quite a bit. And then I feel myself very fortunate to have had the chance to talk to you several times about these things. Of course, if you're not confused about those things, we become confused about other things. What does it mean for laws to evolve? Does it mean that there have to be meta-laws that are behind the laws that evolve, that tell the laws ultimately how to evolve? What's the logical status? What's the possibility of having laws which evolve without meta-laws? Those are some of the issues that I'm confused by. But as I began to think about these things, I discovered that there were other people who have become good friends in other areas who are also thinking about these things. And really, it was your suggestion that we gather together some people who are confused, but maybe confused about the right things, or at least the same issues about evolving laws, and talk about them. So that's the reason to be here. At the risk of being presumptuous, I think what I'll do is just mention everybody here, and what brings us together, and then I'll talk about the format, and then some other people will go ahead and make opening statements. And many of you know each other, but many, not everybody does. So starting here, so Olaf Dreyer is a physicist here at Perimeter who works mainly on quantum gravity, but also on other things, who is somebody who's been very provocative about issues of emergence and laws and where they come from. Simon is, so I'm going to possibly embarrass everybody. Some of us like to say that Simon is the physicist's favorite philosopher of physics. We do. Why in the world is Simon like that? Given that he makes us all uncomfortable. We've been very happy to have Simon here at Perimeter, and this is the end of this day, but we hope it's not the last. Lucien is a physicist here at Perimeter, a specialist in foundations of quantum mechanics, who I know has issues with these things, and just came back, I think, yesterday or something.
So I'm actually on this schedule at the moment, since I'm checked advanced.
Just returned from England. Jaron Lanier is a very influential and provocative computer scientist, composer, musician, philosopher. One of the things that ties us together is that I think everybody here is somebody who has a mixed interest and mixed background in philosophy and in some area of practice, whether social sciences or politics or some area of science. And that's certainly true of Jaron. One of the things that, for me, is most, well, there are many wonderful things, but one of the things that's been most is to interact with a computer scientist who is also a humanist and understands or tries to understand what a computer is and what a human being is, not starting with the assumption that they're the same thing. Stu Kaufman is one of the inventors and most important contributors to the field of theoretical biology and the field of complexity. Also somebody with a background in philosophy. Also somebody who's thought a lot about these issues and been very influential on all of us. I should say something that some of us share. I think Roberto, Calypso, Jaron, Stu is a lot of experience in the real world with politics or serving as advisors to governments and so forth. And I think it's interesting that that informs the perspectives of people here. And everybody here is somebody one could speak for paragraphs and paragraphs about. But just to introduce you to each other. Fotini Markopoulou is a physicist here and very influential person in the field of quantum gravity and particularly, I would say, questioning and provocative on issues of time, causality, and emergence. Robert Brandenburger is a cosmologist, a professor at McGill and also associated with us now here, who has been very important in several developments in cosmology for many, many years, and also I know has a broader interest and, at least for me, has been very important as somebody to go to discuss what's happening in cosmology. And Calypso Nicolaides, who is probably the person here I know the least, but who I'm very happy is here, is a professor of international relations and political scientist, if I can say, a professor in Oxford, a visiting professor in Paris, formerly a professor at Harvard. And Maya Pachewski, who is not here, but we hope will be here, is an influential physicist in the area of complexity, self-organization, dynamics of networks, and so forth. And I think that's everybody around the table. We have some students and friends listening on the side. Don't feel you shouldn't say anything, please. I think we're ready. The format, what I would like to do is start with several opening statements, in which I hope will put where we're coming from on the table, the main concerns, the main questions. Something that Simon asked, and I think Jaron, is we should be careful about vocabularies, because some of us have been thinking about the same things in different frameworks with different vocabularies. We should be informal, feel free. I mean, I will chair, but I hope we have a very free-flowing discussion. We interrupt each other as we like. After we have some opening remarks, what I would like to do is talk about what we want to talk about and make an agenda. What I've been circulating has been a draft agenda, and put an agenda on the blackboard so we have a sense of what are the important things we want to get to and what order. And then we begin with the agenda. Okay. So is everybody agreed? Yeah. Okay, so again, it's a great pleasure to be doing this. I'd like, I think, to go next to Jaron to open.